This meeting is now being recorded.
Good day, all. Welcome to RDS Who Is Two Subgroup 4 Consumer Trust meeting taking place on February 27th, 2018 at 1400 UTC. In attendance today, we have Susan, Erica, Dimitri, and from ICANN.org, we have Lisa, Jean-Baptiste, myself, Brenda, and we do have apologies from Stephanie and Alice. And the call is being recorded. Please state your name for the transcript, and I'll turn the meeting over to you, Lisa. Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda, and good morning, everyone. I guess I'll just start by setting the stage for today's call, and then Erica, I'll let you kind of drive this if you would like to. Jean-Baptiste has just loaded into the screen is actually my first attempt at addressing the planning questions that were put forward to every subgroup to help us move from our initial work planning phase into the fact-finding phase that we're now engaged in. And, Erica, what I did is I actually copied material from the work plan that you had circulated with respect to the additional materials that you've requested and a briefing that you requested. And I had some questions in doing that about precisely the nature of the briefing, so we could start there. But you'll see the other questions that are listed here. What we're really trying to do in today's call is identify the documents you need, how you'll proceed in reviewing them as a subgroup, how you'll exchange your thoughts as you do that review and identify areas that you believe need to be further pursued, and then really think about which of you will take the pen to actually write up some of the subgroup's findings and how you'll go about exchanging your thoughts together about where the gaps are and what the possible recommendations might be. And, of course, as part of all of this, staff would like to understand how we can help support you if there are things that we can do to help the subgroup further its work or tools that we can provide you. So with that, Erica, I guess I'll let you give any thoughts that you have about your expectations for today's call and what you'd like to accomplish.
Yes, thank you so much, Lisa. Since this is our first call, maybe I quickly remind you because we haven't had a call before, just quickly remind you the background, how we started. So we had the work statement and work plan document, which I filled in, and I put in the question, sent it to you, and with the exception of Alan, who made few points in relation to some of the questions, you confirmed that that these questions are okay. So what I did to come to this question was that I reviewed all the documents which were the background material which was sent to us, and thank you so much for this, Lisa, and to the team. I reviewed all of these documents and reports, and then came to the conclusion that these questions are still relevant. Now, Alan indicated in his email which he sent that he believes that some of the questions, in particular 3, 5, and 6, have no relation to who is, and I agree with him insofar as they have no direct relation to who is, but if they relate to the GTLD environment and the slow pickup in general, and my question was whether there's an indication that consumers have probably less trust in this environment. Indirectly, I was implicating that this might then have impact on who is as well. But I'm fine in deleting Lisa, and if Susan and Dimitri agrees, I'm fine in deleting question 3, 4, and 5. So these 3, 4, and 6, I believe, the ones Alan recommended to delete in his email, which he sent to us on January 31st. So I'm fine with this. I'd just like to have your confirmation that you are okay with this. And then let's go back to the document you just shared, Lisa. And maybe I'd pause for a second. Do we want to have a, can I just maybe get a quick confirmation from the team that you'll find that we are deleting these three questions, so 3, 4, and 6. Susan and Dimitri, and Lisa, of course, as well, and the team.
And I've just pulled into Adobe so that you have it in front of you, the questions that Erica's referring to. So, Erica, I believe this is the latest version of your first plan work document.
The latest version, yeah. 3 was, is the relative slow uptake of new GG an indication that consumer trust is a less relevant item for users? 4, a key high priority. So these are all questions which I took from the document. 4, a key high priority gap in understanding the consumer trust environment is apparently the lack of sufficient data, as mentioned in the various WHOIS reports. Question, are there new development that need to be considered? And 6, use factor, URL shortener, and QR codes play a minor role in finding content online. Search apparently dominates. Did the situation continue to be relevant in judging consumer trust pattern in the GTLD environment? So I still believe that maybe to some degree 4 is still relevant, but would be fine in deleting 3 and 6. And 4, depending on your opinion as well. So Susan and Dimitri, please.
I think Dimitri had his hand up first. Go ahead, Dimitri.
Why can't I see? Thank you so much, Lisa. Dimitri, sure. Please.
Thank you very much. I think we can delete questions 3, 4, and 6, both, all of them, sorry. Because they are, I agree with Ellen, they have nothing to do with our topic of review. Thank you.
And Susan?
Susan Calgary, just the record. I would agree that we should delete 3 and 6, but I can see some relevance in 4. I was just in a meeting recently where they were saying at the FTC that they'd actually received, you know, over 40,000 inquiries about WHOIS data from, you know, people reporting problems and then saying that they looked up the WHOIS data. So I think that the lack of sufficient data in WHOIS records may relate here. So I would leave 4 in and take 3 and 6 out.
Yeah. Thank you, Susan and Dimitri. Yeah, that's my feeling as well. Dimitri, are you fine that we delete 3 and 6 and keep 4 in?
I think that if we keep point 4, we should select better phrasing for it to make it more matching to the topic of our subgroup.
Okay, we can do this, certainly. What is your recommendation? What would you like to see included, Dimitri, in the question?
I need some more time to think about a better phrasing. But I think
okay.
We can just, I suspect we can just remove it completely, but if the subgroup disagrees, let's think about better phrasing.
Okay, let's do this. We can do this. I will review the background of the, where are the question from as well, and see if there is a context which allows us to frame it more appropriate for the WHOIS work. I will do this, and then we'll send you a proposal. Lisa, it would be nice to have your help as well, and of course Susan's too, so to get this right. Okay, then let's move. If we have an agreement here, so we are clear in deleting 3 and 6, and we are looking for a better wording concerning 4.
Susan, is that a new hand or an old hand?
Is it Susan?
Looks like it was an old hand.
Old hand, sorry.
Okay, and Alan is with us. Yeah, Alan, why don't you go?
Sorry, that's not a hand up, but I will speak. Sorry for being late. The meeting wasn't on my agenda, and Brenda sent me a note. I wasn't even aware of it otherwise. My only comment was the same ones I sent to the list, that significant numbers of these comments, of these questions, were aimed at consumer confidence in GTLDs, but not related to who is. And I think we have to be careful to make to restrict our scope to just who is and not get into the equivalent of the CCT review, which was looking at consumer confidence in GTLDs and new GTLDs in specific.
Yeah, it's understood, Alan, and I've picked up your questions, and we have an agreement here. We just have a debate concerning four. So Susan and I, we would love to keep four in. Dimitri would be fine in deleting it, but we understand all together that it needs to be framed in a different way. So I will review the context where I took this from. So this is all from the WHOIS report, the questions I took, and so I will review this, and then I will make a new proposal, and hopefully we can get an agreement on it. Alan, you wanted to say something?
No, that's just saying that I have a microphone. It's not really a hand. This is a hand, but I don't have one of those up.
All right, shall we switch back then to the other document we had up, which is the answers to the planning questions? So this is Lisa again. So Erica, a couple of the items that were identified in your first pass work plan as additional materials requested related to new GTLDs and getting some data regarding current use of new GTLDs and the acceptance rate of the new TLDs relative to legacy TLDs. Is that still a request then, given the deletions of those two questions?
No, I would recommend that we delete these questions. Can you not hear me?
Yes, can hear you now.
Yes. Perfect. So I recommend to delete this.
So we'll delete the additional requested materials, those two items, the short compilation of data, correct?
Correct.
And what about, it sounds like the briefing that you requested actually is still relevant because it corresponds to question four, is that correct?
That's correct. I would leave four in for the moment, definitely.
And so perhaps, though, it would be helpful, and I know for staff it would be helpful, if you could put a little bit more context around the briefing that's requested. So briefing on the lack of data is reported in WHOIS reports. We really need to know which WHOIS report you're referring to and what data you're referring to as being absent.
Absolutely. I can review the where I have taken this from, and then can send you more details concerning on the document. Yeah, it's all from you, all taken from the documents which you have sent for review. So I will review it and will send you more background and the data which was requested as well. I will do this. Is there anybody else, Susan, would you want to comment on this point in particular, or Dimitri, what you believe would be needed?
Uh,
This is Susan. I can't think of anything right now.
Let me review the report, find the context and reframe as we discussed already, and add the points Lisa just mentioned, in particular the reference to what kind of data will be needed. I will do this, Lisa.
All right, very good. Do you, could we possibly set a target for having, you know, that fleshed out briefing request so that then we can go ahead and schedule the briefing? And do you want a written briefing or a briefing call?
I think a written briefing would be fine. Whatever you prefer.
All right. So we'll, when we relay that request to GDD, we'll indicate that you prefer a written briefing. And, of course, if you have follow-up questions, a call can always be scheduled after that.
Correct. Thank you.
So the next question you see on the screen in front of you is really to stimulate discussion amongst you all about how you will work as a subgroup. Will you, Erica, you've indicated that you reviewed all materials, but do you expect everyone in the subgroup to do so as well? And all of the questions that you listed in your first pass work plan, do you expect others in the group to respond to those questions with their proposed answers, or how do you envision the group moving ahead on addressing those questions?
I am aware that everybody in this group is covering already so many items. So ideally, of course, I would love to see subgroup members reviewing the material and then sending questions in on scoped and add them to the work plan. But I'm not sure if this is going to work. So I would love to work, ask actually Susan and Dimitri how much more they can contribute to this work. Susan, can you, and Dimitri, can you envision to review the materials and to answer the question on scope?
I was just trying to pull up the template again that showed all the documents, but I should be able to get through them. A lot of them are duplicates of others.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, they're relevant to other subgroups. So I should be able to get through them this week and provide some insight questions.
This would be wonderful. And Dimitri, can you do this as well?
I'll do my best to go through the materials, and if I have questions, comments, I will provide it.
Okay, thank you so much. And can we do this week? Would this be possible so that we have a time frame?
I can't do it before the weekend. Could you please resend the links to the materials, to the list? Thank you.
Yeah. Lisa?
Yes, just to point out, the link is on the slide, but I'm trying to copy it into chat so you can copy it out as well. All the materials are posted on your wiki page, with the link of which appears at the top of your screen right this moment.
It's not there yet, Lisa. At least I can't see it.
Are you seeing
Are you talking about the general link?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you visit, just bringing it up right now, sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm not sure if Dimitri actually can access Wiki. Can you do this, Dimitri?
Not sure. Please, if you send the link, I will check it as soon as possible and say whether I have access or not.
I can do this. I can send you the links to all of the briefings. I have them stored somewhere. I can send them to you.
Oh, okay, thank you very much.
And this is Lisa. Dimitri, if you find that you cannot access the link that I've just put in chat, do let us know so that we make sure we always send you materials, not just post them on the wiki page.
Okay, I'll do it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Lisa, let's move to the next question.
All right, so the what we've agreed here, though, is that all the subgroup members, at least those that are on this call, will try to review the materials this week, was that? And then you can begin answering some of the questions that are posed through email exchange. Is that a correct summary? Erica, does that match your understanding? If you're talking, Erica, you're on mute. All right, you said yes, absolutely, in chat. Very good. All right, so then the next question was referring back to the terms of reference. In the terms of reference, the objective for this subgroup includes establishing a working definition of consumer and consumer trust that are actually to be used in this review, and to identify the approach that you're going to use to determine the extent to which consumer trust needs are met. And so I was hoping in today's call to talk a little bit about how you're going to come up with those working definitions and if you have a methodology in mind for deciding the extent to which consumer trust needs are met. And I see Erica's having some difficulty with AC, but why don't I open the floor to anyone else who might have some thoughts about those two questions.
You know, we had some issues with that in the first Whois review team. And I haven't given this any thought, but I would hope that some of the reports that I haven't read yet might address that.
This is Erica. Actually, in the report, and you see this in the...
Erica, I think we lost
you. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
You can't hear me, or you can hear me?
I could hear you. Just ask that question. Can we hear you?
So strange. So when you look back at the first question, which I post in the document, the work statement and work plan, there in the documents, the term consumer trust is deemed as trustworthiness. So I would recommend it's a good term to keep. Did you hear me?
You recommended keeping the term trustworthiness.
Yes.
Do others have thoughts on that recommendation and also how you'll define what trustworthiness means? And I see Alan has his hand up and then Dimitri.
Yeah, I was going to comment on the first part of it, of what is a consumer. Certainly, various people over time, when we talk about domain names, some consider consumers just the registrants, and some consider consumers the larger, more global definition of consumers, essentially consumers of Internet services, which implies all users. And I don't think we have any choice but to use the latter one, because to say registrants are the only consumers of domain names ignores the fact that they are, in fact, there for others to use. So I would certainly strongly support the more global sense of any Internet user, of which registrants obviously are a relatively small subset. Thank you.
And Dmitry?
I think that we have more than one categories of consumers in this case. Registrants, common people, some organizations who work with domains. So we should enumerate, I think we should enumerate some categories just for example. Thank you.
And I think, Dmitry, you still have your hand up, but that's an old hand. Susan, Erica, any additional thoughts? I see Susan has said she agrees with Alan.
Yeah, and I agree with Alan as well. I put this in the chat room.
All right, so I'll mark that as one of your agreements for today to include in the definition of consumer any Internet user, not just registrants. And what do you all think of Dmitry's suggestion that there actually may be multiple kinds of consumers that you'll need to identify as you do your work? Alan?
Yeah, I can easily see that we could decide and I'm making up an answer, but you know, we could decide that Whois significantly provides a significant amount of consumer trust for registrants, but not for users, or vice versa. So I could see that there'd be multiple answers based on the subclass of consumers, and you know, we could also determine that Whois provides a significant amount of consumer trust for individual users, the small percentage of them that know Whois exists. So, you know, the answer may well implicitly define subcategories of consumers because different ones have a different reaction to the questions that we're asking. So, yes, I think it's quite possible there may be multiple categories. I'm not sure how well we have to define them, but I can easily imagine a rainbow of answers to a specific question, depending on which consumer are we talking about. And I can't seem to put my, oh, there it went down eventually.
Having trouble lowering your hand. All right, we're actually coming up to the end of the half an hour that we scheduled for this call. Let's see if we can cover the last couple of questions and then I actually think that we have several actions here to move ahead on. Erica, one of the questions that we've been asking in each of these calls with subgroups is whether you as the rapporteur will take the pen and collate the findings that you exchange through email from each member. Is that the way you would envision this subgroup working?
I can do this. But I would prefer that with regard to some of the questions, some of the subgroup members would focus on some of the items, if this is possible.
So you envision possibly divvying up some of the writing tasks as you develop the findings,
correct,
but you'll pull them together overall?
Exactly.
All right, and just to let you know, of course, ICANN staff is available to help you as you pull together your findings. If you want any help with just simply documenting thoughts, we're always here to help you. You just let us know.
Absolutely, Lisa. I would appreciate this.
Is there anything else we need to cover today, or have we covered enough for today's call that we have action items to work on?
My personal opinion is we have covered enough so that we can move forward. But let me see, Susan or Dimitri, if there's something, or Alan, you would love to add.
Nothing for me.
Susan, sorry.
No, I just want to say I think we've covered enough to move forward, and once we've, you know, received those briefings and figured out consumer trust, defining that, then and review the documents. So I think I have enough homework for this week.
Good. I see nothing else from Dimitri there in chat. Erica, there's one last question I have for you, which is the planning questions that are on screen. I believe we need to update this to, remove the additional materials request and answer some of the questions that were flagged here. If you wish, I can take a crack at doing that and send it to you as the foundation to move forward. You could refine it and send it out to the subgroup. Would that be helpful?
Yes, this would be very helpful, Lisa.
All right, so we will do that.
Just for planning purposes, I'm traveling still until we meet in Puerto Rico, so I'm sometimes cut off internet because I'm some strange hinterland places. So keep this just in mind if you don't receive a reply from me, just because I don't have access to the internet. But typically it should be always a few hours a day to review everything.
Okay, thanks for giving us that heads up. All right, everyone. Well, thank you very much for joining today's call. And if there's no other business, we can end the call.
Thanks a million.
Thanks. It was a good meeting.
All right, call is adjourned.